I guess kind of the obvious question, just what's the whirlwind been like for you, and going to be excited to be here at this time of the year?
Definitely excited. It's been a long 16 weeks, but I'm excited, man, just ready to learn as much as I can and contribute wherever they want me to.
Were you surprised when you got the call?
Yeah, man, because you just never know, you know, as the weeks go by, you just don't know what's going to happen, and, you know, there's always a little tiny bit of doubt because you don't know what to expect, but you just stay ready, stay in shape, and then luckily I got the call.
Where were you during this?
Back at home, down in Miami. I have a house, my family's down there, so just training and just, you know, spending time with my daughter, and that was it.
Were you doing anything unusual? I mean, there was a guy in here last week who was working at Target.
Like I was full time, man, with being a father, because normally during the season I don't have that time to spend with her, but taking her to dance class and just doing things like that was something that was new for me during the season, but I was happy to have the opportunity. So
what told your daughter?
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that fun age, chasing her to all her recitals and things like that. That's always a pleasure.
What's her name?
Anya.
Is it A-N-N-A?
A-N-Y-A.
Mm-hmm. How much have you talked to you at all about what your role is like?
That's still to be determined, man. I'm still just learning as much as I can. Everything's new to me, so I'm just trying to learn, and we'll go from there.
Bill, said your experiences as a pure fullback and in special teams, is coverage on all the units or for special teams?
Like I said, man, I just got here. I'm just trying to learn. And,
well, I just
and
mean what you've done in the past.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm willing to do anything. I've played special teams, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, contribute to the team.
What kind of shape would you say you were in? I mean, to step right into, you know, week 17, playoff team.
Team in pretty good shape, but there's never nothing's. You can never duplicate the game, live game experience. But I'll be fine. I'll push through it, man. And that's part of football: staying ready and adjusting to changes.
What kind of work do you think? You know, what kind of intense work do you think you need to get done this week to be ready to contribute?
Just repetitions, man. That's always the key. You know, you got to do it. You got to see yourself doing it, and then on Sunday, everything you've done throughout the week carries over. So just repetition.
Do you know any of the other guys in this locker room in terms of helping with the transition, that kind of thing?
I know a few guys. I played with a few guys in Miami. Nate Jones was and I played with him in Dallas as well. So a few guys out here. Mark Anderson, I played with him in Chicago. So it's been a good, comfortable transition because I know a few guys. Donald Thomas as well. So
you've been given the ball on the short yardage situations a lot and blocked on short yardage situations a lot. What's the mindset when you get down, either down to the goal line or third and one or fourth and one?
To do what they asked me to do. I mean, it's that's obviously they wouldn't put you in that position if they didn't think you could make the plays. So anytime your number is called, you have to make the play.